I've got about 20, 25 minutes to talk with you this morning, say something worthwhile, impacting, encouraging, life-changing. I don't really think I'm a preacher. I'm not a teacher. So I'm just going to chat with you this morning, if that's okay. I've got no notes. I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing. But you know, having said that, I believe that the Holy Spirit is here this morning. How many people here actually believe the Holy Spirit is here? I've thought about this quite a bit. You know, we come each week and we sort of automatically presume that he's here, which is true. He is here. But what is he here for? Have you ever thought much about that? Have you ever thought, what is he here for? And I think there's probably lots of answers to that. There's probably a number of reasons. He's here because we're here for a start. But I believe that he wants to do things in our lives. I believe that he wants to change things in our lives. I believe he wants to take us forward on a journey. Each week that we meet together corporately, he wants to do stuff in our lives. He don't want to leave us the same as when we walk in. He always wants to do new things, give us new revelation, give us new levels of freedom, give us new levels of intimacy with him. And I think this morning already, I think there's been a sort of an emphasis on God awakening people, God restoring people, new life, you know, with the baptism and everything else. It's all about God sort of taking us forward into greater and greater measure of freedom and new life and restoration. And that's a little bit what I want to talk about this morning. I do believe that today is significant. And not because I'm speaking, but I believe that the Holy Spirit has said to me a few things about what he wants to do in people's lives today. And I believe people will look back, people here will look back on today and say, that's the day that something changed in my life. And as I said, it's not because I'm speaking. It's because the Holy Spirit's here and because we're going to give him room to do that. And I do believe he wants to set some people on a new journey today. You may have been a Christian 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. When I say what I'm going to say, don't think that's for other people. That's for people who maybe don't know God, or that's for people who are new Christians. It's for everybody here. And I believe that wherever we're at, there's new levels in God. There's always new levels in God. There's always new freedom. There's always new revelation. There's always new stuff that the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. And I believe that he wants to start some people on a new journey today. And over the next weeks, days and weeks and months, you're going to discover a God that you didn't yet know. You're going to discover aspects of a God that you at this present time, you've not even explored, you don't even know exists. And so I ask you to open your heart, open your life to what he wants to do in you, to what he wants to start in you today, wherever you're at in your walk with God, or even if you're not walking with him, open your heart to what he wants to say and do today. If I was to ask the question, why did Jesus come to the earth? What did he come for? I guess I'd get quite a few different answers. Things like, he came to die on the cross. He came to die for our sins. He came to set us free. He came to break the power of the enemy. And all of those things, and lots more, would be right. Jesus came to fulfill a lot of different prophetic words. He came to fulfill a lot of different things. But when I was in America, I suppose one thing that I could say, I learned lots of different things, but one thing that stuck in my mind and one thing that I feel like I really learned was that all of those things are almost subheadings, subtitles of one main theme. And that is that Jesus came Jesus came to... My mind's gone blank now. That's mad, isn't it? Jesus came to demonstrate a good father to an orphan planet. He came to reveal to us a good father to an orphan planet, to a planet that's orphaned. And every one of those other things fits into that category. Everywhere Jesus went, he revealed the Father. Everything he did, he demonstrated what the Father was like. When he healed people, when he raised people from the dead, when he spoke parables about the lost son, the lost coin, the lost sheep, it was all to show us, it was all to reveal to us that there's a good Father that wants to restore relationship with us. Even when Jesus died on the cross, it's a demonstration of the Father's love, the Father's heart, the good Father. And I want to tell you today that our Father in heaven is good. He's really, really good. He's better than you think. In fact, he's so good, it's difficult for us to comprehend. And we can go a lifetime learning about his goodness and discovering his goodness. And I think my experience is that if you ask a lot of Christians, is God good? They would say yes. You know, does God love me? Yes. And I guess that would be the answer that most people here would give today, that God is good and that he loves us. But I want to ask you something. Are you walking in that goodness? Are you walking in that love? And are you increasingly walking in it? Because it's not a static thing. It's not a one-off thing to discover God's goodness. It's a life journey to discover his goodness. And it's a life journey to walk in that goodness. A number of years ago, it's probably a bit of a long story, which I can't really go into the whole thing now. But 5, 6, maybe 7 years ago now, I discovered the goodness of God in a new way that I'd been a Christian many, many years. I'd gone away from God, I'd come back to God, I'd gone away from God, I'd come back to God. Sometimes I struggled in that process of trying to do the right thing until I discovered how good he was. And that's what made a massive difference in my life. I discovered the goodness of God. And I want to tell you today that if you've never experienced the goodness of God, then you can today. I believe he wants to take you on a journey where he reveals himself to you. He reveals his goodness to you. It's fundamental, I believe, to who we are as Christians, because we can tick along in our little Christian life, trying to do the right things, trying to be good, trying to tell other people about Jesus. But I'll tell you, if you get a revelation and something in here changes, that you know the goodness of God, nobody has to tell you, nobody has to preach to you. You don't need 100 sermons to tell you how to live, because inside of you, there's a drive that changes everything. And it's from that place that we grow. It's from that place that our relationship with God comes. It's from that place that we tell other people about God. And guess what? Our job on this planet is to do what Jesus did. So if Jesus' main job was to reveal the Father and the goodness of the Father, then our job is the same. You know, our job is to reveal the goodness of the Father. The problem is that if we don't know ourselves the goodness of the Father, then we could reveal all sorts of things that's not really God. You know, and I think it's important that we demonstrate who God really is, not what we think he's like, but what he's really like. And for that, I think it's more than head knowledge. For that, we need a heart experience. We need to know God. Don't get me wrong, it's not all about fuzzy feelings and that sort of thing. I believe in discipline. I believe in doing things when you don't feel anything going on in here. If we all lived our Christian life just based on our feelings, we'd be all over the place. But I'm saying an encounter with God where he actually arrests us and does something in our life so deep and so profound that it changes us forever. That's what I'm talking about. And I believe there's a few different groups of people here this morning. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold. I believe there are people here this morning who once knew the goodness of God. You once burned with passion. You once burned with this desire to please God, this desire to follow God. You once were so on fire for God that you could hardly control what you felt. But that's gone, or it's waned over time. The Christian life to you has become a bit mundane, and you know, disappointments and hurts and just life, things that get thrown at us through life, can affect how we feel and can affect our walk with God. And I believe today God wants to meet you where you're at. And if that's the place where you're at, I really believe that today he wants to take you on a new journey. He wants to ignite something inside of us. As my wife says, there's a furnace inside everybody. It just needs to be lit. It just needs to be set on fire. And he's the one that does that. No man can do it. And you can't do it yourself just by struggling and trying and working hard. We need God to come by his Holy Spirit and break into our lives and do something. And I believe that that's that group of people, that are people here who feel like that, that he wants to meet with you today, and he wants to take you on a journey, as I said at the beginning, so that over the weeks and months ahead, things are going to radically shift in your life, and it's going to be exciting, it's going to be life-changing, and it's going to be new. And it don't matter how long you've been a Christian. And then I believe there are other people here who you've never really had that experience. You've never really felt that. You're probably very faithful, loyal to God, and you live the life and you do all the right things. But you look at other people and you might say, they've got something that I've not got. I've never had that. They've got something burning inside of them that I wish I'd got that. And I believe for you also, for those people who may feel like that, that God wants to meet you today again, and he wants to take you on a journey, and he wants to radically break into your life. He wants to encounter you in new ways. He wants to give you revelation of his goodness and his love in a new way completely. And then I think there are people here who you would probably say, well, I'm just fine, thanks. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm walking with God and I'm fine. And you know, I don't really feel like I need anything else. And for you, I believe that God wants to come to you, and he wants to show you more, because there's so much more in God that you could experience, and then obviously take that out into the world. And you know, there's sort of, for me, there's two aspects of the Christian life. One is that we have an intimate relationship with God, that we experience God in our life, that we experience the hope, we experience the peace, the joy that God brings. And then the second aspect is demonstrating that to others, showing that to others, revealing that good Father to others, and what's happened in us, we share with others. So there's those two aspects. And I think a lot of Christians struggle with that second aspect of Christianity, where we're sharing our life and sharing who the Father is with others. And I think this is one of the big keys, that if you get that passion and that fire burning inside of you. Sharing what you believe becomes natural. It's not a religious thing. It's not a duty. It's not something that we do on a Saturday morning evangelism. It's not the turning. It's not any of those things on their own. It's something that comes from within here. And it becomes so easy because it's who we are. It's not something that we do. It's something that we are. And I also believe there's another group of there's probably all sorts of groups of people that I'm not mentioning, to be honest. But these are the groups that I feel that God has highlighted to me. So I believe there's probably people here as well who you've never taken that step. You've never stepped into that place where you've connected and been restored to God. And I want to tell you, it's the most amazing, amazing thing to have a right relationship with the God of the universe. It's totally changed my life. When I heard the message that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me, that he was resurrected, and that I can have a relationship with the living God, I jumped at it. I'd never heard it before, but I jumped at that opportunity, and it's changed my life forever. You know, the reason I'm standing here today, the reason I'm married with four kids, I could go on and on and on, is because one day in 1984, some of you may have heard, Billy Graham died this week, 99 years of age. He was an American evangelist. Somebody invited me to go and hear Billy Graham speak in 1984, and I didn't really want to go. The only reason I said, does he play the guitar? And they said no. And I said, well, why would I want to go and hear him then? And I'd never heard the message of the gospel. You know, I'd never heard it. But anyway, for some reason or other, I got on a coach and I went to Aston Villa football ground and I heard Billy Graham speak. And something on that day, something ignited inside of me that's been burning ever since. You know, it's the gospel is the power of God and it's life-changing. And I'd like to say to you, if you're here this morning and you don't know God, you may have never even considered God before, or maybe you're on a journey of discovering God. I want to tell you, it's the best thing that you can ever do is give your life to him. It's amazing. It's what we were created for. Without God, we will never discover what life is really about. We'll never be fulfilled. We'll fill our life with all sorts of other things, maybe. But we'll never know that peace and that joy and the reason why we're here, the purpose of life, our destiny. He's the answer to everything. He's the longing of your soul. He's what you're looking for. Whatever you think that you're looking for him. And I can say that from experience. You know, he's totally, radically changed my life. Just that one simple message that Jesus died on the cross. So if that's you, then God also wants to take you on a journey today as well. He wants you to discover who he is. He wants you to have a relationship with him. So, as I said, whether you've been a Christian 60 years, there may be people here who have been a Christian 60 years. I don't know. I won't point anybody out. But, you know, maybe people here have been a Christian 60 years. I want to tell you, he wants to bring renewal. He wants to bring restoration. He wants to bring new life. He wants to ignite something in you that you've not yet experienced. He wants to take you on a journey. And for those who once had that but have lost it, for those that have never had it, for those who feel that they're fine as they are, I want to tell you there's more. There's always more in God. And the Holy Spirit is here today, I believe, to step into people's lives in a new way and ignite something in you, ignite a new passion in you, a new journey. I feel like, is Greg still here or has he gone out? Huh? Okay, no problem. So what I want us to do, I think I've taught long enough. I want us all to stand and I want to pray through some of those things that I just said. And I'd like you to just open your hearts. I know it's been said a number of times today, but just open your heart to what he wants to do today. Because the Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit is here. And I believe he's hovering over this place right now. And I believe when we pray, because this is what I feel that he's spoken to me about, I believe when we pray, he's going to touch people's lives and he's going to set you on that new journey. And as I said, it's not about a fuzzy feeling. It's not whether you feel, whether you, you know, feel hot and fall to the floor, whether you feel absolutely nothing, it's almost irrelevant. What's important is that your heart is open to him and that you put your faith, that you step into a new level of faith and expectancy in your heart and in your life for more, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to bring you more. He wants to take you on a new journey, a new journey of freedom, where you're set free from some of the disappointments and some of the hurts of the past, where some of the lies of the past are broken and are left behind, even today, that those things are left behind, and that you walk out of here on a new journey with the creator of the universe, with our Father, with that good, good Father that so loves us that it's incomprehensible, but we can experience that in increasing measure, I believe. And I believe that's what he wants to do today. So whichever group you're in that I mentioned, or even if you're not in any of those groups, it really doesn't matter, because the Holy Spirit is here to meet you where you're at. So I'm just going to pray now and ask the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to give him a little bit of time to come and to meet people where they're at and to take us on that journey. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. I thank you that you are the life changer. I thank you that regardless of where we're at in our lives, that you can come and that you will come and that you will change our lives and take us into new places in you. So, Father, I ask you to come today and that you release people. That you release people from the lies of the past. That you even release people from the lies of who you really are. And anything else other than you're a good, good Father, regardless of circumstances, regardless of anything that's happened in our lives, you're a good, good Father, and anything else is a lie. So we break that lie now, that Jesus, that the Father is anything else but good. He's a good, good Father. And all he wants is to bring goodness in your lives. You know, just as an aside, people struggle with this whole thing about God's will and God's goodness, and well, why has this happened then? Why is this going on? Why is that? I want to tell you a simple thing, how I understand this. God is good. Everything that happens in your life that's good is God. Everything that happens in the world that's good is God. Everything that happens that's bad in your life is not God. Everything that happens in the world that's bad is not God. It's nothing to do with him. And I know people say, well, did he allow it? Did he, you know, forget all that stuff. God is good, and everything he does is good. Everything that bad that happens is not him, and it's not his will. When Jesus taught us to pray, he said, pray this way, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That means that there must be times that his will is not done. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have told us to pray, your will be done. You know, there are times that things happen that God didn't want to happen. If people have seen the shack, you know, the stuff happens in people's lives that God never intended to happen. But God, he's good. He's always good. So anything that you think otherwise, I break that lie now in the name of Jesus. Because God, he's good. And I ask you to just open your hearts and receive his goodness now. And if you've thought anything different of God, if you've thought that maybe sometimes he's not good, or if you've thought, well, if he was good, he wouldn't have done this. I want to make that clear now, that if stuff has happened in your life that's not good, then it's not God. He is good, and he is only good. And I know I'm emphasizing that point, but I want you to get the fact that he is good. He is always good. So, Father, we open our hearts to your goodness today. I ask, Father, that you will come and that you will break into people's lives today, wherever they're at. You know every single person. You know where everyone's at. I ask you to break into people's lives today with your goodness. I pray that you will bring hope where there's no hope. I pray that you will bring shalom, that active peace of God, into people's lives where there is no peace. I pray that your active peace will come right now by the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Father, that you will ignite a passion in our hearts today, in every single heart in this place. I pray that you'll ignite a passion for you, a radical, loving passion, Father, that only that you can do. Only you can do that, Lord. Oh, my words can't do it, what I say can't do it, but Holy Spirit, I know that you can come and that you can ignite that furnace in people's hearts, that you'll set them on fire for you. And that, Father, you will start people today on a new journey, that from this day forward, the days and the weeks and the months ahead, they will look back and say that today was significant because you started them on a new journey. I pray that you'll open our eyes, Lord. I pray that you'll give us revelation. I pray that you'll bring new levels of freedom, Father, that you will set us free from the things that bind us, that you will set us free from the past, and that you will take us on a journey into a great discovery into who you are as a good, good Father. That only brings blessing, that only brings life. And Lord, all the chaos is gone when you come. All the unrest is gone when you come. All the dissatisfaction with life, all the hopelessness, all the disappointment. Lord, when you come in person, all of that goes. So I ask you today, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Touch people's hearts, touch people's lives, and take us on a new journey with you today, Lord. Ignite that passion once more, Father. Thank you, Lord. And now I just want to pray. If you're somebody here that's never ever given your life to Jesus, and today you've heard stuff or you've seen stuff or you've been on a journey, whatever, but today you would like to make a commitment to Jesus Christ. You would like to choose, as the guy did who got baptized, and we can see clearly that whatever background you're from, it makes absolutely no difference. It don't make any difference what you've done. Don't make any difference where you've been. It don't make any difference what culture you've been brought up in, what religion you've been brought up in. Jesus Christ can change your life. And today, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, if you want to make a commitment to him, then I'm going to pray, and we're all going to pray after me. And you can pray as well, if that's what you feel that you would like to do. It's called being born again. It's called being born again of the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God comes into you, it changes everything. It's not just a nice little prayer. It's not following a nice little set of rules. It's actually having the living God come and live inside you. And from that point, you live out of that. It's completely different to every other religion that you've ever heard of, because this is about a relationship with the living God. And it's what you were created for, as I've said already. So I'm going to pray now, and if you'd like to do that, we're all going to pray after me. And if you'd like to do that, pray along as well. So Father, I thank you that Jesus died on the cross for me, that he rose again. And because of that fact, I can be completely forgiven and I can be set free from the past. So today I choose to believe. I choose to believe in your Son and what he did for me. I open up my heart and I ask you to forgive me for everything that I've ever done that has been contrary to what you wanted. I ask you to forgive every sin, and I open my heart to you. Come into my life today. I choose you, Jesus. Above all other options, I choose you. I want to make you my Lord, my Saviour. I give you my life today. And from this point, I will live for you. If you prayed that prayer, and it was the first time that you've prayed it, then there's a ministry team here that when we've finished, you can come and speak with them. They can pray with you. You can come and speak to me. If there's anybody who feels like that anything that I've said, that you'd like more prayer or that you'd like to just talk, then please come and talk to me after, or talk to any of the ministry team here.